Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Portland City Council. Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams. Fish.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Potter.
Here. Before we read the 2 p.m. time certain, I'd like to call up Catherine Levine to come forward with an announcement.
Good afternoon. My name is Catherine Levine. I work for the City's Bureau of Transportation. My purpose here today is just to formally announce the postponement of a public hearing on the North McAdam Transportation System Development Charge Overlay Proposal. City staff on September 9th had sent a letter to interested stakeholders announcing that there would be a hearing today, December 10th at 2 p.m. That hearing has been postponed. We are expecting the proposed new hearing date will be Wednesday, April 8th, 2009.
Thank you, Catherine. So if there's anybody here for that meeting, it's been postponed and a new time will be set. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony at City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 1717, Citizen Review Committee and Independent Police Review Progress Report.
Auditor Blackmer. Oh, please do. Thank you for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Mary Beth Baptista. I'm the director of the Independent Police Review.
And I'm Joanne Jackson, the chair of the IPR Structure Review and a member of the CRC.
And I also just want to note that Acting Lieutenant Marshman from the Office of Accountability and Professional Standards is here. I know last time we presented to council, they wanted to know if there was a member of PPB here, so I wanted to make sure that that was clear.
Okay. Well, I'm here this afternoon to just give you a very brief summary of the work we've been doing with the IPR Structure Review. This is a work group that we started in September of 2008. It was a response to the recommendations of the outlined issues in the January 2008 Luna Firebaugh report. We have actually come up with six primary issue areas, and I'd like to just briefly go over those with you. That's what we're working on in this work group. The first one is the complaint process. It includes reviewing the IPR decisions and dismissals, service complaints and IAD declines, discussion regarding guidelines for cases to be independently investigated by IPR, discussion of methods for establishing an effective review process for the formulation of allegations, and review the appeal process discussion regarding how to improve the system. This is a fairly big area. As I say, we began our meetings in September. We have been covering this particular topic for several meetings at this point. And let me just back up for a quick second and let you know that this work group consists of three CRC members, and our IPR director and another IPR staff person. And we have two citizens, a representative of COPWatch and from League of Women Voters. So it's a very diverse work group, and we get a lot of energy and a lot of involvement from this group. The second primary focus area is mediation, and we are reexamining the procedures related to mediation. And we're also having a discussion on how to make the advantages of mediation more clearly understood for both complainants and officers. And we've already taken some steps, particularly IPR, in meeting this. The third focus area is policy development, identification and analysis of policy issues, outreach to stakeholders and public hearings on recommendations, and a pulling together and implementation of policy recommendations. The fourth area is staffing and training issues. Part of that includes that we are looking for avenues for both IPR and CRC members to receive training in areas of their responsibility. I think one training that we recently had, and I want to thank Mayor Potter, the three CRC members along with IPR members were able to attend the Nicole Conference in Cincinnati in November. I happened to be one of those members and very much enjoyed that. Had an opportunity to interact with other citizen groups from around the country, and it was a great, helpful experience for citizens. The other piece that CRC is working on is we are actually assessing the length of the term for members on the CRC committee. We're also taking a look at the number of members on the committee for a couple of reasons. We do a great deal of work on this committee, greatly engaged, and we actually enjoy all the tasks in the areas that we're moving in. But each one of these nine members are involved in two or more work groups, and we're all very engaged. So we perhaps do outside reading. There might be reports to review. There certainly are meetings to attend and the CRC meeting as well. So we wonder if a few more members on this committee, as well as extending the term, might be supportive of doing the work more effectively and efficiently. So we're taking a look at that to see if that makes sense. I think what's a real pleasure for me being on this committee, I have almost completed 1 year. The commitment is 2 years. I began in January of 2008, and I've got another year to go. But one of the things that has most impressed me about this committee is not just the interaction with IPR and citizens, but it's the idea that everyone is truly engaged in the great work that we're doing. And it does take maybe a number of hours a week, but it's an engagement that we're all committed to. And I look forward to continuing with my second year. We do have some members who came on board to complete someone else's term. So they may have a different term limit. And then we also have members who have reapplied, so they're there longer than the 2 years. But in general, it's 2 years. But with a lot of work to do, we're looking forward to seeing if more members would make a difference. We are also reexamining the relationship between IPR and CRC, and that's real effective, and we have some points that we'll be working on as well. The fifth area is outreach. We want to strengthen the CRC and IPR relationship with City Council. In fact, we've already begun doing that in a number of ways, but one is that our members of CRC are liaisons with the commissioners. And my cohort on the committee, Llewellyn, and I had a wonderful opportunity to meet with Commissioner Fish not too long ago, and we're looking forward to some future meetings as well. But it was a good opportunity to meet and bring about what we're doing. We also wish to engage in more positive dialogue with members of Portland Police, and with a real strong intent to increase our outreach to communities. And the sixth focus area is to increase transparency, and we just feel that that's so vital that we do that in every possible way that we can. And one thing that we are doing just today is coming forth with a brief summary of what we've done so far in this forum to share what we're doing. Now, after we go through these six primary areas and come up with our comments and recommendations, the product will be a draft report that we will present to City Council for your comments and your review, that we will present to the full CRC committee for comments and review, and to the public for comments and review as well. We hope to complete this report by mid-2009. Thank you.
And I just wanted to make the point that we didn't wait for this work group to start doing some of the work that was recommended in the Luna Firebaugh performance review, as well as the work that was also recommended in some of the responses to that report. And so I've outlined some areas where we've really started to already fulfill those recommendations and move forward. In the complaint process, the CRC formed a case handling work group. One of the recommendations was to review a sample of IPR case handling decisions. And so there's a work group that is actively looking at service complaints, dismissals, IAD declines, and they're evaluating the case handling done by IPR. There was also recommendations regarding improving the appeal process, and I've decided and have agreed to putting appeal forms in all of the investigation findings that are sent out to citizens to see if that would increase appeals. We'll be starting that the first of the year so we can actually track to see if it makes a difference. Mediation, when I came on, I reviewed a lot of the materials that we send out to the public to see, you know, are we using too much jargon? Is it reader-friendly? Does it make sense to them? And in the mediation context, I really did revise the letter to simplify what it was we were asking the citizen to do. I think some of the issues were the fear of confrontation, so we made it very clear that there was a professional mediator, it'd be a neutral site, and we hope that that will make a difference as well. I do want to make the point that Portland Police are really encouraged their officers to engage in mediation. The commanders generally favor mediation, encourage their officers to do so. Without giving up any confidentiality, I even had a commander agree to a mediation recently, so he certainly set the example. With staffing and training issues, IPR is so fortunate to have an additional assistant director. We met him last time I was here, Constantine Severe. He has been a great asset to the organization. He's really picked up the case files and really helped with the case handling, and he's catching on very quickly, and that's going to make a huge difference for us. We're also in the process of developing an outreach plan with the use of a consultant, and my goal is in January, right after the first of the year, to begin the recruitment of an outreach coordinator or a community outreach liaison. I don't know what the actual city term for it is, but someone to help me get in the community. CRC and staff training, again, thanks to the mayor's office, we were able to bring two additional CRC members, and that's the most we've ever had, actually. We had three CRC members go. I went. The assistant director went as well. Lieutenant Famous from IAD went on Portland Police's dime, not ours, but we were happy to have him there, too. It was a really good group of folks. Our IPR investigators and IAD investigators have come together each month and have kind of created their own training program. They've addressed issues of racial profiling, bias base, how to communicate more effectively. And I am actively seeking out ways that we can get more training with understanding that there's going to be funding limitations for the IPR investigators. I think one of the biggest things that we've accomplished is really starting to address the issue of community outreach. That was a main point in the performance review. And when I came on, we really started to address that head on. We have a consultant, Enviro Issues. They've done a great job of working with us. I made it clear to them that I wanted to make sure that they communicated with as many of IPR staff as they could, as many of CRC members as they could. I believe that both Dan and Debbie met with Dan Handelman of Copwatch and Debbie Iona of League of Women Voters met with the consultants and gave their input as well. We put all of that together in a draft, and now that draft is on our website available for public comment. We sent it out to various community groups, and we really reached out to the public. We want the comment. It's on there until the 11th. It's been there for almost 2 weeks. And at our next CRC meeting, which is the 16th, the consultants will be presenting the plan, and we'll have a public discussion at our CRC meeting. So we've really moved forward in the outreach. Again, we've tried to forge a more strong relationship with council, with individual meetings of the CRC members, and coming here to present the annual report. And another recommendation on training issues is to collaborate with members of the community, and we have brought in folks from Portland State University to work with our bias-based policing group. I intend to contact them again to work with our investigators about questions and ways to communicate with the community about bias. All of this, I think, leads to the other issue of increasing transparency. Another issue that was brought up in the performance review was the timeliness of IPR reports. Through the great work of our staff, we have really increased the amount of reports. In the last year, we've released two annual reports covering 3 years, two quarterly reports that have been released as soon as possible at the end of the quarter, about 4 weeks out. Now, every month at the CRC meeting, the as a director, I release statistics and reports in a written report to the CRC. All of that ends up getting posted on our website. And again, the outreach plan, you know, in an effort to show that we really are trying to reach out to the public and get their feedback, we've made sure that that draft is available for public comment. So the point of this is to make sure that the outgoing council and the mayor understands that we really reviewed the performance review. We've taken it seriously, and we've taken some serious steps to address those issues and have the plan and intention to continue to do so.
And just one more comment. We have our CRC meetings on the third Tuesday of every month at 5:30 in the Lovejoy Room. And we invite all of you to stop in and visit anytime you'd like. Those meetings are open to the public, as are the work groups.
Are there some additional testimony that you folks have invited?
No.
I believe there will be public comment afterwards, yeah. But we have
nothing
further.
More that we've, yeah.
Okay. Questions to the folks? Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have a sign-up sheet?
We do. We have four people signed up.
Please call the first three.
Robert Butler, Debbie Ayona, and Dan Handelman.
Thank you for being here today. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 3 minutes, and anyone can begin.
I'm Robert Butler, 824 Southwest 18th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97205. Thank you for your good services, Mr. Mayor. You certainly exceeded my expectations, and I'm very proud of your duty. To you new members, one of you is here, the other rookie, you got your work cut out for you, and I wish you all the best. I have a comment about the failure of the CRC and the Independent Review Board, and very concerning failure. And the best way to do it is just perhaps go through an example. So it doesn't make a. And by the way, I don't want any help on this matter. Okay, I mean, this is just an example. So I was stopped and given a citation, and I couldn't understand what the citation was for. I asked the officer, what is this for? That's for you to find out in court. No, I mean, why did you give me this ticket? That is for you to find out in court. Okay, so then I went back and wrote a letter to the commander of the St. John's precinct and to the IPD, internal police deal. Nothing happened for about 2 weeks. I never heard from the commander, but I did call up the IPD and ask them what's going on. Oh, you need to send us a copy of the citation. So I sent that in. And they said, oh, by the way, you probably don't have a matter for us because you're objecting to getting a ticket as opposed to objecting to the conduct of an officer. So then, to find out what happened, I went to a records research and made a Freedom of Information request of the police officer's daybook. I got a statement back saying, no daybook. This officer did not comply with the daybook. So then I went downtown. First, I called downtown for records. I'd like a copy of the affidavit on the back. You don't get a copy of the affidavit in the back until you go to court. So then I went back down, and I want to see a supervisor. And you don't get an affidavit copy to go back to court. Then I gave the Freedom of Information request to that supervisor. Can't help you. I said, if you don't help me, I'm going right up to the presiding judge and find out if I can have this case over so I can find out what's wrong. That didn't make any difference. So I did a lot of other calls, like calling up CRC, trying to call them, couldn't find them, called IPD. They said, well, you could talk to Mr. Bigham, something.
I think it's Big Eagle.
But he probably won't call you back. I said, well, go ahead and take my name and phone number anyway. So that's where this stands. There's an official request on September 22nd. Absolute, no resolution at this point. the major flaw is this right here. I appreciate another 30 seconds if I got it.
Go ahead.
One of the major flaws is that there is no requirement in this city for a police officer in the policies and procedures of the police department, 600-page manual. There is no requirement whatsoever to do anything more than ask for the defendant's license, insurance information, ask him to go get in the car, go back to the squad car, fill out a citation, say, I'm going to give you a citation, and there is no duty whatsoever for that officer to explain anything other than, well, this gal was nice enough. She said, you have to find out in court, and you're not going to find out any sooner. There needs to be a sentence in here that says an officer has a reasonable duty to verbalize what the citation is for. It's not in there. And that was a lot of the problem why it went ring around the rosy, still getting nowhere on this matter. The violations, 153.048 is an officer violation. The other violation is 930. There's no question that they're officer violations, and nothing is happening. So I don't want to help on this matter. I want help on the fact that the officers need to be told they have a duty to verbalize. The other problems I won't get into, but this problem goes all the way to Salem. In other words, when I went...
Mr. Butler, okay. you're 2 minutes over.
Okay.
You asked for 30 seconds. I gave you 30 seconds, and you took 2 minutes. So you have
I am going to summarize by saying thank you for your attention, and I hope that these things proceed in a far better way. I will continue in my efforts, and I'm only asking you to take advice. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Debbie Iona, representing the League of Women Voters of Portland. The League has advocated for police oversight, for effective police oversight for nearly 25 years. Successful oversight systems have a commitment to transparency and a belief in the right of the public to know the public's business. They increase public understanding of police policies and procedures, reduce police misconduct through discipline and retraining, and improve policies based on lessons learned from citizen-police interactions, such as the one you just heard. Accomplishing those ideals requires the leadership and involvement of elected officials, city employees, and citizen volunteers. We owe a debt of gratitude to both Mayor Potter and Mayor-elect Adams for ensuring completion of the performance review of the Independent Police Review Division. The review prompted a much-needed discussion of the IPR and its Citizen Review Committee. Those discussions will not be completed under this City Council's purview. We urge the next Council to give this issue the attention it deserves once recommendations for improvement are ready for consideration. And by the way, this year's CRC recruitment is just winding up, and hopefully next year there will be some council-recommended applicants that we'll see before us. The IPR already has instituted a number of changes in response to the review, as you heard from Director Baptista, including the release of long-overdue annual reports and the beginnings of an effective public outreach plan. We are pleased that IPR Director Baptista, CRC members, and the interested public are exploring ideas for improvements to the system in regular workgroup meetings. There are many important issues still on the table. The League will continue its advocacy in the areas outlined in the memo we submitted in February, including but not limited to staff support for the CRC, increased size of the CRC with longer terms, independent investigations under certain circumstances, case findings consistent with national practices, an avenue of appeal for complainants whose cases are declined or classified as service complaints, improved outreach to the public at large, and listening sessions with CRC and individuals who experience frequent police contact. Thank you for your consideration of our views. Mayor Potter, thank you for your leadership on this issue. And I see Maria Rubio's in the room, and I also want to thank her for all that she did to make this happen. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor Potter. I'm not sure this will be the last time I get to testify in front of you as mayor, so I just wanted to say hello. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. Hello, other commissioners. And sorry that Mayor-elect Adams isn't here this afternoon. It's great to be able to come back and talk about the Luna Fireball Report, which, you know, was very extensive and researched, and we had the discussion about it earlier this year. And some of the changes that were recommended by council are being discussed in the work group. I know one of the things that the council made mention of was the idea of independent investigations. And just this afternoon, we got a call on the incident report line at Cop Watch, and I talked to somebody and described the system. And at the point where I said, and then if they decide to investigate your complaint, they're going to give that over to police internal affairs. There is this release of air that happens almost every time when I say that. So I cannot encourage you enough to keep getting the IPR to figure out how they're going to conduct independent investigations once the criteria are set for when that's going to happen, because I really believe that will change how people view this system, that if they just conducting one independent investigation will open up a lot of avenues of trust from the community. Some of the things that got mentioned here already, the things that are improving without this work group even completing its work, are very useful. I know Citizen Review Committee members have started to meet with you, individual commissioners. I think that's really terrific and needs to happen more. The whole council needs to stay engaged on this, because in the rare case where an appeal it comes before you, because the police bureau disagrees with the CRC's findings, you will be part of the IPR process. And so it would behoove all of you to get as engaged with this process as you can. And I know, Commissioner Saltzman, now that you're going to be taking over the police, I'm hoping you're going to have some time maybe to come and watch and observe some of the meetings and just see how this functions. I think it would be very useful. We, as an organization, Portland Cop Watch, still encourages the city to look at the issue of IPR having the power to compel testimony directly that will enable them to do their independent investigations without having to have somebody from the police bureau ask the questions or order a police officer to answer the questions. We also raised the idea earlier this year of putting the IPR in the charter and maybe along with the Ombudsman's Office and the Office of Human Relations that just got created, because there may be conflicts of interest for the city attorney advising those panels. It's unfortunate that that Commissioner-elect Fritz isn't here today also. I really want to make sure that she takes ownership of this issue as well. I know she's aware of it. The changes that are going to be made, some of them will be done in policy, and some of them will be done in the city code, and that will be your work. And some of it will, I hope, be in the charter. And so we look forward to more changes. And I just as a last note, I really want to thank Director Baptista for making a very simple but what will be a phenomenally important change of putting those appeal forms in the letters when people get them, so they don't have to call back to the office if they want to file an appeal. We've been asking that for years, and the fact that she agreed to do it is a great sign.
Thank you. Bob, I would strongly recommend, I listened to your testimony, and I know you'd be an honest man. I would strongly recommend you, there's several people here who can take the information from you, to at least look at what happened. I think for your peace of mind, and to be fair to you, I think that would be the right thing to do.
I always appreciate your comments, and I will give it considerable thought. I will be pursuing this because of the records part that's the state of Oregon. And so, unfortunately, I can't get resolution completely here, because there is a relationship that is bad all the way through the state. I'm sorry, but thank you for your comments.
Strongly consider it. Okay, thank you, folks. Is that it?
One more person, Tamara DeRitter.
Thank you for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you. My name's Tamara DeRitter, and I live at 1707 Northeast 52nd Avenue. I am a member of the Rose City Park Neighborhood Association board, co-chair of the Land Use Committee, and co-block watch captain for my area of the neighborhood. This is the first time that I have heard about this document being issued and supposedly out for public information. One key area for outreach that I would recommend is for these documents to go out to the crime prevention coordinators at the neighborhood association level and then disseminated to the block watch captains. I know of, you know, at least five in my neighborhood area that have not seen this document. So I would suggest maybe an extension of the timeline for for the deadline. Right now, I think it's December 11th. I'd extend it another 2 weeks and make sure that the neighborhood associations have been alerted and their associated crime prevention specialist informing the Block Watch folks. It's an awkward time. December is a horrible month. Everybody's busy, but at least get it out. I mean, that's a given avenue to get the information out. A couple other items is create a website for the CRC and allow member blogs. I mean, you guys do a great job. Portland Online, you guys have wonderful websites, and you reach out to the public, and I admire that. And I think this is a very, very important group, and I think if they had a chance to engage with people at different times of the day through a blog site, it could be done. Another area is training. I went to the ethnic diversity workshop at CNN, Central Northeast Neighbors, not the the filming, CNN. And I wanted to thank Tom Potter for instituting that wonderful meeting. We had seven different people from seven different ethnic diversity areas speaking to neighborhood leaders about their experience as being a Somalian, as being a Hispanic, as being from all these different countries and coming to Portland, and what kind of problems and issues, you know, in dealing with their ethnic background in this space, in our Portland neighborhood community, and how different nationalities react to police. This is a huge issue. You know, in certain countries, you do not trust the police. You run. I mean, that's a given. You don't tell the truth. It's a given. You don't look people in the eye. It's a given. All those ethnic traits can give the wrong impression to the police. And one thing that I would encourage in following up on this idea of ethnic diversity, if I may
go ahead,
finish, is to allow a Facebook be placed in online with the Portland web, where all the different ethnicities that are represented here in Portland who live here, as well as those visiting, and giving them a face and giving them those same questions that they were asked. How do you react to authority? How do you know, what is given, do men talk to women? It's not a good thing to send a man to a household where the women are not allowed to talk to them. I mean, there's different ethnic issues that need to be understood in approaching different problems. That's it. Thank you.
Is that the end of the?
That's all who signed up.
Scott, did you wish to address the council?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone here in this room who wishes to address this specific area? I need a motion and a second to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate this update and look forward to the report in the spring, but it sounds like you're doing a lot of good work. I like some of the recommendations, the enhanced outreach emphasis, sending appeals forms to people. I think we'll be interested to see how that changes, if at all, the flow of complaints that come through the CRC and IPR. And but I appreciate the good work. Hi.
Potter.
And likewise, I'm very, very pleased with how IPR is approaching this and the city auditor's office. I think that the consultant's report raised a number of important issues. One that, even though I won't be here, I will be looking at closely is how in the processing of the cases, the appeal processes are handled so that we provide more opportunities to the community to appeal. And I think placing the appeal notice in the letter is a good step, but I think it needs more work than that. So I appreciate the efforts of you folks and also the CRC. You folks have an invaluable contribution to make, and I really appreciate that you folks did attend that conference and get to see and talk to other communities as to how they handle things. And so I appreciate that. And again, I'd like to thank the city auditor. I vote aye. It's a quarter of three. We won't be able to hear this next one until 3 p.m., so we'll take a short 15-minute break. But not 20.
Yeah, not 20. I'll be back.